for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Leslie Carrier.
During the month of February on this program, we have been talking about the upcoming census and why this information is so important to our communities. This is the last program in our four-part series, and today we have Jason Ray, who is the Executive Director of the Southwest Missouri Council of Governments. Today we're going to be talking about confidentiality of information, which is probably one of the most important and critical factors of the census process. So, Jason, get us started. Talk to us about what's going to be happening with the census. We've been talking about it the last few weeks, but kind of give everybody a quick reminder.
Yeah, thanks for having me again. So the 2020 census will be the first time decennial census will be completed online. It'll also be mobile optimized, so anybody can use their smartphone to go to the 2020census.gov website to respond to the census. But if you're not online savvy or you just don't want to go online, there will also be a 1-800 phone number that you can call, and everybody will receive an invitation by mail starting in the middle of March to respond either online or by the phone, first of all. If you still don't respond by the end of April's time frame, most people will receive a paper follow-up option. And then after that, you'll actually be visited by a census taker at your home. So if you don't want to be visited by a census worker, go ahead and self-respond either online or by phone, or wait till that paper form comes in the mail.
Let's talk about confidentiality. What protections are in place to ensure that? And what can you tell everybody to let them know that it's going to be okay to give their information?
The decennial census is one of the foundational pillars of our democracy. So the federal government takes it very seriously. And we want to make sure that everybody responds and that nobody is fearful of their responses becoming public. So Title 13 of the U.S. Code protects you and your responses on the census. The Census Bureau can't release any identifiable information about you or even your address. That information can't even be shared with other agencies within the federal government or law enforcement agencies either. Everyone who works for the census takes an oath for life. They're sworn to protect that information that is collected through the census. And if they violate that oath, it comes with a $250,000 fine and up to 5 years in prison. So every census worker goes through a background check. They take the privacy very seriously, and the federal government works very hard to protect your information. This year, with the census being completed online, your responses are safe and secure from hacking. The Census Bureau can only use your answers to produce statistics, and in fact, all data submitted online is encrypted to protect your personal privacy, and the cybersecurity program meets the highest and most recent standards for protecting personal information. And actually, once information is received through the website, it's no longer online. It's immediately removed and stored in a very safe and protected manner.
So you mentioned that if we don't fill it out online, don't turn our self-report, as you said, that we might be visited by a census worker. So I'm sure a lot of people wonder how that process will work. First of all, what information will a census worker ask for, and how do we know when somebody's visiting us that it's a legitimate visit?
So there's a few ways to identify a census taker. Ask for their ID badge. It should have their name and an expiration date, as well as an image from the U.S. Department of Commerce, which oversees the Census Bureau. They'll also have an official Census Bureau bag and a laptop with them. If you're still not satisfied, you can ask for their card, or you can go on to the Census website and you can search for a staff member by name to verify that that actually is a staff member that's visiting you. There'll be only basic questions on the census. It'll ask the number of people living in the household, whether it's an apartment or home or mobile home, or if it's owned or rented. And then it'll ask the name, gender, race, and whether the individuals are related to each other in that household. The census will never ask for your Social Security number or bank account information, or a census taker will never ask for payment. It's completely free to respond to the census. Again, nobody will ask for your Social Security number or any personal information other than the basic demographic information.
So the census has a very robust website with all kinds of information. Can you tell us a little bit about that and also what the address is if listeners want to check in and look at that?
Yeah. Anybody can go to 2020census.gov. There's a wealth of information on there. Again, everything that I've said today about confidentiality, cybersecurity measures that the Census Bureau has in place, and the types of questions that will be listed on the census, and even the partnerships between other social media and online platforms that are working to help protect and keep disinformation and misinformation from spreading online about the 2020 census.
Well, thank you very much. Our guest today has been Jason Ray, who is Executive Director of the Southwest Missouri Council of Governments. This concludes our four-part series on the 2020 census. To listen to other programs in this series of Making Democracy Work, go to the web at ksmu.org. This has been a program of the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri.